This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Vinita Khanna. Last name, K for kite, H for house, A for apple, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, A for apple. First name, Vinita, V for Victor, I for India, N for Nancy, I for India, T for Tom, A for apple. Date May 26, 2026, period New Paragraph. She's a 43-year-old female patient who went to urgent care on May 25, 2026, and then she was referred to emergency room at Huntington Health Center. Huntington, H-U-N-T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, G, T for Tom, O, N for Nancy, period. New paragraph. At urgent care, she had a workup including serum troponin done 2 hours apart, and they were negative, period. Her D-dimer, D for David, capital, dash, dimer, D for David, I for India, M for Mary, E for Europe, R also was negative, and chest X-ray did not show any significant abnormality, period. Subsequently, she was discharged home and advised to see the cardiologist, period, new paragraph. According to the patient, on May 24, 2026, around 6 p.m., when she was walking around in the house, she started noticing upper and mid-retrosternal chest tightness without any radiation or any accompanying features, period. Because of the symptoms, she sat down and started taking slow deep breath with the relief of symptom in 5 minute, period. 15 minutes after that, she had a left-sided sharp pulling pain lasting for a few seconds and then subsided, period. Subsequently, throughout the evening and in the night, patient kept having off and on episodes of chest tightness lasting for about 5 minutes till next day around 9:30 a.m. when she was transferred from urgent care to the emergency room, period. According to her, her symptoms were mild, period. No dizziness or syncope, period. No history of any palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. She says if she's asked to walk, she can walk about half to 1 mile, and she can climb 2 flights of stairs, which she has at home, and frequently she goes up and down, period. New paragraph. On further questioning, she does say she may have some palpitation where she feels the heart may slow down and start with the thumb. T for Tom, H for house, U, M for Mary, and P for Peter. This may happen for a short while and then subside spontaneously, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period, new paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, period, history of being diagnosed to have pre-diabetes, P for Peter, R, E, diabetes, period. 3 years ago, she delivered a baby boy, and at that time, she was diagnosed to have gestational diabetes. Gestational, G, E for Europe, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, period. history of mild hypertriglyceridemia, period. She has a history of migraine And psoriasis, P for Paul, S for Sam, O, R, I for India, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, S for Sam, period. She is also diagnosed to have polycystic ovarian syndrome, period. Polycystic, P for Peter, O, L for Larry, Y, C for Charlie, Y, S for Sam, T for Tom, I for India, C for Charlie. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, period. She also has a migraine problem. M for Mary, I, G, R, A for Apple, I for India, N for Nancy, N. Recently, she has been told to have psoriasis, P for Peter, S for Sam, O, R, I for India, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, S for Sam, period. Niperga. Allergy, C says, cephalexin, C for Charlie, E for Europe, P for Peter, H for House, A for Apple, L for Larry, E for Europe, X for X-ray, I for India, N for Nancy. Cephalexin in higher doses causes nausea and vomiting, period. The patient cannot handle gluten, G-L-U-T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, period. No other adverse effect to any other medicine, period. New paragraph. Social history. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. And she does not smoke, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, the last menstrual period started about a month ago, and she is expecting the menstrual to start tomorrow, period. She generally gets heavy and painful menstrual period due to polycystic kidney syndrome, period. Her only delivery was performed by C-section, period. She says her menstrual periods are regular, but they are heavy and painful, and it has been attributed due to polycystic ovarian syndrome, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well and equal, except both dorsalis pedis, which are traced, T for Tom, R, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. No carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 114 over 70, 70 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, BMI, cannot be localized, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is an ejection systolic leak and an ejection systolic murmur 2/6, period. No S3, no S4, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organo. Megaly, period, there is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross, no focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm and within normal limits, period. On May 25, the blood test done in the Huntington Health Center did not show any significant abnormality period. The paragraph. Personally, see, approximately 3 years ago, patient had a full-term normal delivery, except at the end, patient required a C-section period. The growth of her child is normal, but since then, patient has decided not to work and devote D for David, E for Europe, V for Victor, O, E for Europe, devote her time for her child and the family, period. So she's not working at present, period. Her height is 5'7" and her weight is 156 pound, period. New paragraph. Analysis, the patient symptom of tightness lasting for 5 minutes may be significant, but overall, her other chest pain, they are atypical in nature, and they look like probably non-cardiac, but in view of her significant symptom of tightness and recurrent for 12 to 18 hours, the plan is to do stress test to evaluate for myocardial ischemia, and also the echocardiogram to evaluate for mitral valve prolapse, coma, mitral regurgitation, and cardiomyopathy, period. The new paragraph. The initial impression, number one, recurrent chest pain on May 25, 2026, probably from non-cardiac structure, period. Next, number two, palpitations, period. Next line, number three, mild hypertriglyceridemia, period. Hypertriglyceridemia, HY, P for Peter, E for Europe, R, T for Tom, R, I for India, G, L for Larry, Y, C for Charlie, E for Europe, R, E for Europe, D for David, I for India, M for Mary, A for Apple, period. Number four, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Next line, number five, migraine. Next line, number six, psoriasis. P for Peter, S O R, I for India, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, S for Sam, period. Number six, migraine, period. Number seven, psoriasis, P for Peter, S O R, I for India, A for Apple, S for Sam, I for India, S for Sam, period. New paragraph. Plan is to do stress test to evaluate us, evaluate for myocardial ischemia, and plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for mitral valve prolapse, coma, mitral regurgitation, and or cardiomyopathy, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.